Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin is here, don't panic.
Nevin Maguire.
The panic on you.
Be a quality mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, morning.
Where is this month going? You look gorgeous. You have a great colour.
I thought it was funny. The sun shone in Naples. Found it quite sunny. And it's good for the complexion.
You need it.
And I didn't wear the mankini.
What?
I got... Indeed.
When I saw pictures now,
No, they were false pictures. That's AI. The AI man was out.
Photoshop.
No, they had nothing to do with me. I was going to wear it, and I had it. My wife ironed it for the summer, which we'd know summer.
Mankini.
So I didn't get a chance to wear it, sadly.
Had a good time, Ilya.
We had a lovely time, because good. Naples is one of my favourites.
Lovely pair of the words. Surrender to all that amount of
I mean, from when you go to Naples and you go up, I mean, they talk about the Vico Road, and they always say it's, you know, here. And they are right. When you go to that idea of being able to look down on the bay and the stuff, it's ridiculous.
It's spectacular.
It's very beautiful.
City.
Very beautiful. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. You mind yourself where you go in Naples.
I hear you. You're right.
You have to be careful. So what have you got for me today, my friend, to bring me back to earth?
Well, bring you definitely back to earth. And I'm thinking of two recipes using some mints. Fragrant meatballs. I love this. And I make this regularly in a curry sauce. And then our cottage pie. Remember we done shepherd's pie a few weeks ago?
Yes, the mini ones.
This is kind of, I wouldn't say the adult's version, but it's definitely a bit more work. But you can make it ahead so you can, which is great.
Okay.
And the same with the curry sauce you can make ahead.
Which way are we going?
Which way would you like to start?
No, you start.
What do you feel? Go on.
You're in charge.
Okay, so we'll do the fragrant meatballs.
All right, do your fragrant meatballs.
Meatballs, so lovely lean mince. We're using pork mince and we're using turkey mince, which is fantastic. So why do you use pork and turkey? Because they keep it lovely and soft and moist, which is great. So we're using some white bread.
In equal measure.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. Good man. 8 ounces of each. You mix them together in a bowl with some breadcrumbs, a little bit of onion chopped and a little bit of red chilli. Sometimes I don't put red chilli in, I put the sweet chilli sauce, a spoonful of that, which is lovely because a little bit of sugar, it caramelises and it sweetens it a wee bit. So the chilli is lovely, but absolutely the sweet chilli sauce is gorgeous. Now, we're going to put in some one egg, lightly beaten, and that old spice that we talked about the last few weeks, the garam masala, which is a great little spice, an Indian spice, which is absolutely gorgeous in this. So we're going to put a little bit of this in, but we need to keep some back for our curry sauce, so we'll talk about that in a moment. So you mix all that together, shape your meatballs, you can make them small, you can make them big. If you want them even or consistent, use a potato scoop.
Yeah.
A potato scoop, scoop them in, and then each one's going to be the same size. Get your kids doing this. Get their hands into that bowl, mixing that all together. You can wear gloves, just wants to wash their hands before and afterwards. It's absolutely perfect. Shape the meatballs. When you're shaping them, dip them into cold water or warm, slightly tepid water, and then roll them in your hand, like a snowball. And then you shape them, and you can literally lightly brown them off.
Oh, very nice.
Because that's where you're going to get the colour. That's where I meant when you put the sweet chilli sauce, they'll caramelise it a bit.
Yeah.
And especially with the onion. So they're on browning. Now we're going to start our curry sauce. So it's kind of two recipes in one. The meatballs on their own are lovely with a tomato sauce and pasta. Beautiful. But now we're going to make a curry sauce. So probably if I was doing this recipe, I'd start off making the curry sauce. That's made. Make your meatballs, seal them off, and actually cook them in the curry sauce. So we're kind of working a little bit backwards here. So you're going to root ginger. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. Some more onion chopped. We're going to fry that off just in a kind of like a skillet pan, which is fantastic. We're going to put in some more of the garam masala. We're also going to put in the mild curry paste. So what's a curry paste? You can use a Thai curry paste, like a red curry paste, yellow, green. They're all beautiful. Massey man. These are all lovely Thai curry.
What would you be putting into that now?
Now, in the recipe, it says, if you look at it there, Marty, 2 tablespoons, which is a lot. I'd always err on the side of caution. If you're a little bit nervous, the red curry paste is beautiful. I think a spoonful is enough. You can always add more. If you add too much, then you're in trouble, because if you use the chilli in the meatballs, then you're going to have a
then you're, yeah, and it's not going to suit everybody, and you want it to suit as many.
I agree.
You know?
And I mean, personally, with my kids, I wouldn't put the chilli in, personally, and I would probably use half the recipe of the curry paste. Just bring them along gently. You know, they're 11, and they're definitely getting better. They're really, with the spice.
Well, of course, and they're growing up and they're getting...
Yeah,
not that they weren't... It couldn't be in your house and not be adventurous with food. But no, it'll get changed.
But I often say they're eating things that I wasn't eating when I was 11. You
never heard of them.
No, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is great.
Yeah, but that was 1950. Anyway, carry on.
Thank you.
That's all.
I'm not that old, by the way. Thank you. So, Marty, into our curry paste, we're going to put in those lovely kind of tin tomatoes. So we're using one of the cans of them, and then we're going to put in some coconut cream. So we are coconut cream is sieved coconut milk. Remember we were talking about coconut milk a few weeks ago? So it's just sieved. It's thicker, it's richer. Coconut milk will work perfectly. You don't have to get coconut cream. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Do use the full-fat one. It's definitely better, richer, lovely and creamier, to be truthful with you. And then a lovely tablespoon of lemon juice. Sometimes I put lime juice into it. So you cook
which
all
you
this.
Prefer?
I think the lime, truthfully. I know it's lemon in the recipe. Yeah, I think lime works really well, truthfully. And so you cook all this off
for about
8 to 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. Nice little simmer. So you're sealing off your meatballs. And then you literally place your meatballs, which are still raw in the centre. You've got a little bit of colour on the outside. You put them into your curry sauce. Lid goes on. You can pop that into the oven. Like I have the oven 220, but you can actually do that on the hob. Nice, slow simmer for about maybe 30 minutes. So into the oven. They wouldn't take any more than maybe 20, 25 minutes. They shouldn't, depending on the thickness of the thickness of the meatballs. What do I serve that with? Some lovely rice is perfect with that.
Which rice do you have?
I think a nice basmati is hard to beat.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, basmati rice. When I cook rice at home, there's a little tip for your listeners. I get rice, I rinse it, so you rinse off the starch. I cover it with some water, about an inch over it. I put half a chicken stock cube into it, and then I put a teaspoonful or a little bit less of salt, or a good pinch, and then I put a teaspoonful of butter. And you bring it to the boil for about maybe 4 to 5 minutes, whisk it 2 or 3 times, and then you switch it off. So the steam left in the saucepan cooks the rice, and you'll have fluffy rice.
Really?
That's a wee tip, yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
Just give me that again. Handy home hints?
Handy home hints.
Here we go.
Your rice, you rinse it. Whatever rice you're using, you put roughly about an inch of cold water over it, bring it to the boil, put half a chicken stock cube, roughly a good couple of pinches of sea salt, and then I put in a teaspoonful of butter, and I whisk that 2 or 3 times, boil it gently for about bring it to the boil and let it simmer for about 6 to 7 minutes, and then switch it off, and the steam will finish it. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
You're right, Matt.
No, we'll be using that now into the future.
I know, it's brilliant.
And there'll be no fee now for that.
What?
But that's fantastic. That's a great hint. That's a great idea.
I love it. It's the way I cook.
No, that's brilliant.
And you don't want too much,
but that's the great thing about you. You're able to bring those sort of tips to us and naturally, which is quite lovely because
you
just do this stuff anyway. You know what I mean?
That's it.
So it's easy, yeah, for you.
And I love it. Now, cottage pie.
Cottage pie.
So this time we're using some nice lean mince and we're using some beef mince for this, so we are. Mm. So last time we were doing the mini shepherd's pie and that was lamb mince, which is gorgeous too, by the way. So rapeseed oil, you're going to brown off your mince and I'm putting smoky bacon rashers in.
My friend,
you know.
Smoky bacon. Look at the two of us.
The smell of it. Rind removed, cut into little dice. The proper name for this is lardons. You can get smoked bacon lardons already.
Just going to say, you can buy them if you wish.
Absolutely. Yeah. So brown that all off for about maybe...
But there's no fun in buying it. Because if you buy them, you just use them.
Yeah,
but if you're cooking them, you can take bits.
It's
much better.
You brown off your mince, you brown off your bacon. That goes over to the side onto a plate. Into the same pan. This is important. You're going to put in an onion, finely chopped. A couple of carrots, I have 4 in the recipe, 2 or 3, depending on the size. Peel them, cut them nice and fine dice. A couple of celery sticks, and then we're going to put in 1 clove of garlic. You can use 2 or 3 garlic, okay? No problem. So let that cook off. Then we're going to put in our good old friend, Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
What's it?
Worcestershire sauce.
2 tablespoons of that. We're going to put in some beef or chicken stock, so about 300 mils of that. 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, and fresh thyme is beautiful. Fresh thyme is beautiful.
It's one of my favourite herbs.
So we let that cook for about maybe, say about 30 to 40 minutes. Until it's lovely, a light, lovely simmer. Skillet pan is a great pan to cook this because it is a wide base, it's gently simmering away. Lid goes on. In the recipe of frozen peas, I only put the peas in at the last minute into the hot mince when it's cooked. So season with salt and pepper, taste it. That mince will keep in your fridge for a week. You can double the recipe and you can freeze it. I love the term batch cooking, so you can make things in bulk.
To keep you.
Exactly. Well, you're ahead. You know,
you are,
ahead.
And that's the Cavan in you, I'd say.
The frugal man. I love it. So your frozen peas
in fairness, you're not a bit frugal.
Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about a cheesy mash. It's the exact same thing. your lovely floury potatoes, steam them, tea towel over it, grating your cheddar cheese when you've mashed your potatoes, then a little bit of butter and some milk into this so it's really soft and lovely and fluffy and creamy. That goes into your mince goes into a dish, your lovely cheesy mash on top, into the oven, Marty, 180. That's going to take about another 30 minutes. Oh my God.
Are you roostering on this or are you?
Roosters, I've Morris Pie, whatever. I just think the rooster is the most versatile potato.
Right.
And the reason I learned from our good friends in Country Crest who produce beautiful potatoes, they said the reason why roosters were kind of bought in Ireland is because they have the least amount of eyes. They're the easiest to peel.
Really, is that
yeah,
it?
That's what he told me.
Good Lord, another.
Yeah?
I passed Country Crest the other day.
Great people.
It's enormous.
Oh my God.
They're fantastic people.
Yeah.
I know them from North County Dublin because there would have been various things that they would have been involved in, charity events as well as everything else. They're very good people.
They are.
And, but it's enormous.
Oh, they're
it's enormous and great employers by all accounts.
Great success and they deserve it. They're good people.
And I met the people
good
behind
farmers.
It. And I'll tell you something else about them too. The staff seem to be genuinely very taken with them.
Well, Mike and Gary real high. They're great.
He's
people,
a gentleman.
Aren't they?
Oh,
beautiful
he's a
people.
Gentleman. Anyway, that's the cottage pie.
Yeah.
And before that, we had the fragrant meatballs and curry sauce. That's fantastic.
Two lovely recipes.
Two gorgeous recipes. That's lovely, Nevin. They're lovely.
Thank you.
And recipes are available, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and you'll find them all there for you. You mentioned about thyme. And I said it was my favourite herb and you ignored me.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
So that's fair enough. So this is Jim Crochet and Thyme in a Bottle.
Lovely.
But it's not about thyme. It's
sorry about that, Marty.
T-I-M-E.
See you next week.
Wait, what?
You behave yourself.
God bless you. And nice to be back with you.
Thank
nice
you.
To have you back.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.